And do you know where she's located?
The number is Southern California, and we're calling her landline, so I guess that's it. Somewhere down.
Okay. Yeah.
Check, 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 check.
Hello? Hello?
Oh, we need to...
Hello?
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 There you go.
There you go.
Can you hear me?
In the, oh, I suppose you can't. There you go.
Okay. Looks like that's coming through.
But it wasn't coming through on my headphones yet.
Try again. I just turned it on.
Can you hear me?
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
Okay.
I can hear you. Where are you, Diane?
Hang up. All right. Well, we got about... We're calling her, and we have about 8 minutes till noon. We can probably call her a couple minutes early.
So we can talk about what we're going to be doing.
Hi. You've reached the Shure residence. Every day holds the possibility of a miracle. I'll get back to you just as soon as I can. And Puss Puss sends a greeting to you as well with a big meow and a purr. God bless.
Hi, Dan. This is Jack Peterson calling from 885-KRFY. We were calling just a few minutes early for our interview at noon, and I will try you again in just a couple of minutes. Hope you're doing well, and hopefully we get through to you shortly. Okay, bye.
Well, she loves...
Hello, Jack.
Yes, this is Jack Peterson. Is this Diane?
Deedles.
How's it
going?
Oh, Deedles. Hi. Well, it's going very well. How are you?
I'm okay. I was kind of like, I'm sorry. I didn't answer. I was on the phone with my sister about some heavy stuff. So anyway, I'm glad you got through.
Okay. I'm sorry about that. Did you?
It's a good time. No, yeah, lost her husband about a year ago, and she was reading me part of the obituary her daughter had written and all that. So it was kind of intense, and
sure.
I didn't intentionally forget. She was still on the phone with me when you called me the first time. Anyway, she was going to call me back, but I'll just let her know. Actually, I'll just, you know, if it beeps, I don't know what to do about that. Do you want me to, on my other phone, I can just call and let her know that I'm in the midst of an interview now.
Hey,
so.
You know, we don't plan to air this until Thursday the 16th. So more than a week from now. Would it be more convenient for you to just postpone this and maybe try again some other time? We could try tomorrow. It would work for us. Is that a more convenient time for you?
No, let's do it because tomorrow I got things. I've got a couple of different things going. Let's just go ahead and do this. Let me call my sister and just let her know on my other phone. Just hang on.
Sure. Yeah, that's fine. I can call you. Yeah, okay. Well, we'll just...
I've got another phone.
Okay. We'll stay on the line.
Image. Security of your information. Yourself with information. Click on page 2 of my Spectrum app. Spectrum Security Center. To avoid being scanned. Here's what to know. Spectrum doesn't accept payments. Via Bitcoin or banking app. Swipe via Bitcoin or banking app. Bill or browse offers it by signing in. Spectrum Security Center.
Oh.
Swipe upwards. Toolbar. Delete.
Okay, just a second.
Delete. Now showing message. Delivered. Your Amazon.com order number. 1. Message content. App delete. Button. Delete. Now showing message. Rowdy has launched on 3D. Message content. Message content. Delete. Button. Delete. Now showing message. Mobile link account email verification code. Message content. Message content. Toolbar. Delete. Button. Delete.
Okay.
Now showing message. Kinder vertical line. Message
this
content. This is an auto-generated email. Button. Delete. Now showing message. Assault weapons need to go. Message. Delete. Button. Delete. Now showing message. You're not going to want to miss this. Message content. Delete. Button. Delete. Now showing message. You're not going to want to miss this. Mailbox. Toolbar. Updated just
okay.
now.
Okay. Just a
oh,
second.
Video. Double tap to open. Top. Safari. Double tap to app switcher. Closing mail. Mobile link. Access. Closing mobile link. Safari. Access. Closing Safari. Weather.
Okay.
Find video. Double tap to open.
Call Elizabeth.
Just to confirm, you'd like to call Elizabeth Marsh home.
Yes.
Prime video.
God damn it.
Messages.
I'll just text her. Send a message to Elizabeth.
What do you want to say to Elizabeth?
Hey, sweetie, exclamation point. I'm on the phone doing an interview, so let's get back later, okay? Question mark. Love you lots and lots.
It says, hey, sweetie, I'm on the phone doing an interview, so let's get back later, okay? Love you lots and lots. Send it.
Send.
Done.
Okay. All right, let's do it.
Okay. Well, that was fascinating to listen to. I got to tell you, I'm sorry. Sorry for eavesdropping. I heard a little bit of that. Just to stay.
Oh, are you talking about the technology?
Yeah, the technology of it. Very, very interesting.
Yeah. Well, I was going to call her, but it kicked me out. So it's kind of weird. It's a bug. It's a bug with Siri right now, and it's. You know,
I would think frustrating. So my name's Jack Peterson. We've got Jim Healy on the phone too, and he's I think probably going to be the main voice you're talking to. Here's Jim.
Hi, Diane.
Hi.
How are you?
Oh, hi, Deedles.
Deedles. Yes, absolutely. Let me say a little bit about the radio station. We're a community supported radio station. We do not have. Advertisements, we have underwriters, and our signal goes out to Bonner County, where you will be appearing on the 17th.
Right. One place I remember very well is Ponderé Lake.
Ah, okay. Well, let's save that for the interview.
Yeah.
Yeah.
listen, we just thought, Jack and I, we co-host the Thursday morning show where we'll be playing the podcast on the 16th of this conversation. You know, we realize you've been giving interviews for a gazillion years, And
yeah, you got that right.
So we thought that, you know, we'd we all read up on you, and we know that you're a voracious reader and you love cats, and we could talk in that. We'd love to talk to you about running on faith. We'd like to talk. Did you tune into the Grammys last Sunday?
No.
Okay, that's good.
I watched Air Disasters instead. So,
but you know, I mean, we just would like it to be a conversation.
What did you say? That's good. Is that what you said when I told you that I hadn't
tuned in?
Yeah.
I have to admit, I love music. But, you know, I get my Rolling Stone, I get my Mojo magazine, and there are bands and artists that I go, duh. I just don't have enough ears to listen to it all.
Yeah, I totally get it. And a lot of that music sounds the same to me. I love jazz. I'm a classic rocker from the 70s, and
cool.
That's about far as I go.
Well, we're going to have a great conversation. So Jack will introduce the podcast and probably run with the first question, something like, you know, have you been up here to North Idaho before? Things like that. And then we can just go with the flow.
Sounds good.
Okay. We're on the phone with Diane Schur. Diane Schur is a multiple Grammy Award winner and five-time nominee. She is performing this Friday night, the 17th of February, here in Sandpoint at the Panada Theater. And that is a presentation of POAC, the Pend Oreille Arts Council. We are delighted to have her here on the phone. Myself and Jim Healy are also on the line, and we will... I guess start by saying, have you ever been up here before to North Idaho, Diane?
You can call me Deedles if you want.
Okay, yes.
We'll get into that.
Uh-huh. Anyway, well, I don't know if it's in North Idaho, but one time I went to Pend Oreille Lake.
It sure is. Yeah, that's where actually the town of Sandpoint is, right on the shore of Pend Oreille Lake. So we are...
Well, what do you know? I think I caught a sunfish, but... anyway, that's about the extent of the fishing I've done. I don't hunt and I don't fish or do anything like that. But, yeah, Pend Oreille Lake, that was beautiful. I remember going out in a boat. So.
Well, let's talk about, you know, Deedles. You know, I noticed on your latest, album, CD, Running on Faith, the liner notes are from Deedles. So are you called Deedles by everyone, or is it a family nickname? I'm sure there's a story behind it, Diane.
Oh, there's a story behind everything. You know that. my mom actually gave me the nickname Deedle Babe when I was a kid, and then it was shortened to Deedles, and then, you know, a lot of people call me Deeds. And so my brother-in-law, who's now deceased, used to call me Deedly Weedly, and people call me Deedly Doo, and all of that. So a lot of variations on it.
So the name Diane has sort of been replaced by some variation of Deedles.
Pretty much. Diane Schur is my given name, but... very rarely do people use it, except for people I really don't, people I don't really know that well, or some of the apps that I have on my phone that I've had to subscribe to, then of course it's Diane, but other than that, people call me Deedles or Deeds.
So well, speaking of cats, when we called you and, we got your voice message, it was Deedles, and, Jack said it was Puss Puss, and I thought it was Purr Purr.
No, it's Puss Puss.
Puss Puss. I've read that you love cats. Do you have one or many?
No, I got one, and she's 15 now.
No way. Wow.
Yeah, and she came home with me on the 7th of November of 2014, so... She's a rescue kitty.
Oh.
And she's just really, really wonderful. I love Puss Puss. And she's you know, when COVID was happening, she was my constant companion.
You're not a dog person?
Not really. I mean, they're okay, but I'm more I'm more into the quieter variety and Puss Puss, even though she can be pretty vocal when she wants her wet food at 2 or 3 in the morning, you know, and she'll I'll go to the bathroom first, and then she leads me out into the kitchen. I don't follow,
follow me. Does she sing with you?
Yeah. I mean, she actually she kind of does. It's really funny. It's she'll go.
One notification. News. 5 minutes ago. Wired.
Be quiet.
Is that the cat?
No, it's my phone. that's Siri's evil twin. And I'm going to see if I can find Puss. She might be on the bed.
Mm.
I'm going to see if she is. Let me go and just check real quick.
Sure, absolutely. Bring her on the microphone.
I'll see what I can, but I'm not, I'm in the kitchen.
5 minutes ago, wired.
Be quiet.
Ooh, evil, evil Alexa or Siri.
No, no, Alexa's cool. Okay. I like her a lot.
Okay.
I call her the A-girl, and because otherwise she'll boink at me.
Right, she'll wake up.
Yeah, she'll wake, that's a wake word.
Yeah.
Let's see if Puss is on the bed. Let's see here. Oh, yeah, I had a technician earlier who she insisted on lying on his clipboard.
Cats will do that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they will, because it's their way of claiming things. No, she's not in here.
Well, maybe we'll get Puss Puss back on the microphone before.
Let me try one more place, and that's the guest room.
Okay.
You might have gravitated.
Uh-huh.
Is that Puss Puss?
This is a fun little window into the...
The world of Deedles.
The glamorous life of a touring Grammy Award-winning musician.
Right. Nope, she's not in there, so I have a feeling she's probably on the couch. I'm going to try one more place.
Well, check some place where you've left out like some sheet music or something like that, where she can claim something that's yours she wants now as hers.
Actually, since I play by ear, I don't have sheet music.
Maybe she's on your ear.
Oh, let me try one. Let's see here. Here's the coming over to the couch. Puss Puss. There she is.
Yay. Yes. We heard that.
Yeah. Hi, Puss. And is that all you're going to say, Puss Puss? Oh, did it pick it up?
I heard, yeah.
Sure did.
I heard that. We'll boost that meow up.
Boost it.
In post-production, yeah.
Hi, Puss. It's your Puss. Now she's going to leave me alone. I want to go back to my nap. Anyway.
So, Deedles, you're originally from Washington State. Yeah, I mean, you're the state right next door to us. Do you make it up to this part of the country pretty often still? I mean, we kind of consider ourselves part of the Pacific Northwest, I think, even though we're a little further inland.
I don't live there. I live in California now, in the Palm Springs area. Actually, it's called Cathedral City. The last time I was there was, I was there in October. I did a gig on the 8th of October of last year. It was in tribute to Overton Berry. I don't know if you've ever heard of him, but a brilliant pianist from the Seattle area.
Huh.
We paid tribute to him. You can find him on YouTube and whatnot. So that was the last time I was there.
I have not heard of him, but we'll have to look him up. What is what's your touring schedule like these days? Are you on the road pretty often or not so much?
Well, you know, I am 69 years old, and I'm I'm at the age I could retire, but I've got a few gigs scattered here and there, you know, including the one in Sandpoint, and then go to Yakima, and then Bend, Oregon, and so on. And then I've got March free, and I've got some medical things I need to take care of, and then got a gig in April, and then I've got a couple of gigs in May, and then the summer, we're off during the summer, although they're working on, I will be performing in Port Angeles. I don't know what dates they are in July, but they're opening a brand new venue, and I'll be working there, and it's the logo is going to be Diane Schur at 70 with songs and stories, but it's going to be, you know, so hopefully we'll be able to build on that a little bit. We'll see what happens.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Well, to Port Angeles for a long time, so.
Yeah. When you were touring in the, well, from the 70s, 80s, 90s, what was like the most dates you would do in a year when you were really hitting the road?
Oh, let's see, about 180.
Goodness.
Well, every other day, more or less.
There were a lot of dates for many years, yes.
Wow. You have played, you've played with it. If you look back at, you know, between concert appearances and even album recordings, you've played with some of the greatest musicians of the last, I don't know, 50 years, 100 years of all time, really. If you want to put B.B. King and...
B.B. King and Stevie Wonder and Ray Charles and Barry Manilow and...
Yeah, they're at the top of pretty much any list.
And they all got to play with Diane Schur.
That's right. Yeah.
That's right. Yeah, you got that right.
Uh-huh.
So, I've really had the honor of being able to play with some of these cats and of course, working with the Count Basie Orchestra. And, you know, it's been an amazing career.
It's not over yet.
No, I'm hoping... There'll be a few gigs. I really hope we don't get into a recession or anything like that. I'm hoping that they keep the Social Security.
Amen on that.
Yeah.
You're not the only one in that age group.
You know what? I don't think the American people, not to get political, are going to allow it.
I agree. Can I ask you a question about Running on Faith, your latest CD? What I'd like to ask you is something. I used to be a university professor teaching literature, and
you did?
Yes, in a previous life. And when I would read, it would always be in the back of my mind: could I use this in the classroom? Okay. Mm. So what I'm wondering, I'm looking at the songs on Running on Faith. Good Lord. You've got Lennon McCartney, Jeff Lynne, Miles Davis, Paul Simon, Doc Pomus. When you listen to music, in the back of your mind is going, I'd like to do that one. I mean, what's your basis for selection?
Well, a good, you know, I want a melody that speaks to me and a lyric that also speaks to me. It's gotta be a heart thing, something that really, you know, that really touches my soul, you know, and that's what I base it on.
Yeah, I would imagine you must listen to a ton of music. Because, you know, like one of the songs on Running on Faith is the Jeff Lynne one. That's a recent one from ELO, from their Alone in the Universe album. But then you have something going, you know, Carole King, Way Over Yonder, and going back a while, and Miles Davis from 59. I'm intrigued by what your ear hears that goes, You mentioned melody, you mentioned lyrics. Do you keep up with all that's out there these days? Because, boy, you can be on YouTube. You can be on...
not as much, to be honest with you. I mean, there's a lot of wonderful artists, but I like the old school. You know, I like Dinah Washington, Ella Fitzgerald. I'm a classic rocker, too. I love things from the 70s, you know, and that sort of thing, too. So, yeah.
Well, what's your go-to? You mentioned you're a rocker. What's your go-to Saturday night song, you know, where the week's over and you're kicking off your shoes and ricocheting off the walls? What are some of the songs from the 70s that you remember that you go, whoa, I'm just bouncing all over the place?
Let's see. What I have on my Apple Music list, Love is the Answer by England Dan and John Fort Coley. I like The Chain by Fleetwood Mac. I like just kind of like very eclectic. Higher Love by Steve Winwood. And
excellent.
Different things like that. I just really, really enjoy. And it's an amazing universe. I tell you that, you know, what music has offered to me, you know, my influences pianistically were people like George Shearing. I don't know if you're familiar with that name or not, but
we are.
Oh, good. I auditioned for George Shearing when I was like 11 years old.
Way back when, yes.
Yeah, way back when. And you know, next January 4th, I did my first professional gig at the Holiday Inn in Tacoma, Washington, on a Saturday afternoon, in that 60 years.
Wow.
And been at it for a long time.
Well, in one sense, it's a long time, but do you ever get the feeling that, whoosh, boy, those 60 years have just galloped by in another sense?
It seems like the older I get, the faster time seems to go, and I'm not sure why, you know.
Well, January 2023 just whooshed, and by the time you get up here to Sandpoint, half of February, has clicked by. You know, it just is. You mentioned your Saturday night songs. What do you listen to on Sunday morning, you know, when it's quiet? And what do you find yourself gravitating towards there?
Well, I watch a lot of TV. I was telling you before we started this podcast, I watch Air Disasters. And
do you fly to your concert gigs?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, goodness.
I certainly do. But I love those episodes because it's like the forensics, you know, of why planes crash. And it's fascinating to find that out, and it kind of gives me a reassuring feeling that, you know, in spite of the crashes and stuff, it actually makes it better. I know that sounds kind of weird, but
they learn from their crashes.
Yeah,
I do. I definitely do. I think it's fascinating to be. I have all 18 seasons from Amazon. And they're all on my phone. So.
Of Air Disasters, can I ask you? I hope this isn't insensitive, but I am surprised to learn that a blind person is attracted to the Air Disasters show, which I think of as such a visual, a striking visual presentation more than it is a story.
There's plenty of dialogue.
Yeah.
And
Mayday,
course,
Mayday, Mayday.
Right. Well, yeah. That, and you can also hear, you know, when the planes do crash, they have the sound effects and so on. So yeah. I get a lot out of being able to watch, you know, as they do their research to find out why it actually, you know, it actually crashed. And then when they say there has never been another crash from this particular problem. So
that's reassuring. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it is. It is reassuring, very much so.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
There aren't. I guess there aren't really that many. They do say, statistically speaking, it's the safest way to travel. So.
Yeah, it is the safest way, really.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot safer than, you know, than driving in a car or whatever.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I enjoy flying anyway. I love when you get pressed down into your seat and that thrust is going on. And, oh, there's geese outside my window. I can hear them honking.
Oh, dear.
did you hear that, puss? No, she says, I'm laying down. I'm going to sleep. But I touched her, and she started purring.
I've got a question, Diane. Deedles, what was the first album you ever bought?
The Best of Bostick.
Ooh.
Bostick?
Bostick. Earl Bostick.
Huh.
Tell us about that.
Yeah, I'm not familiar.
Oh, well, you can find it on YouTube.
Okay.
You can find everything on YouTube.
Yeah, it's including air disasters. But anyway. Yeah, my mom and dad got this album, and I think it was a shellac. It was still, you know, it was a 33 RPM, but it had the consistency of a 78. But they bought it from Sears Roebuck and Company for $2.98. And they bought it. I think that was the first record we ever got. And then, after that, there was an album that Duke Ellington did. I think it was like 1962. It had In My Solitude and Dancing in the Dark and Autumn Leaves and Prelude to a Kiss it had on it, and then of course there's the Dinah Washington albums that my grandmother, who on my mom's side, would get, like Unforgettable and What a Difference a Day Makes.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm. And then an album that Dinah Washington did in 1964. I think it was maybe after she died. It was called In Tribute, and it had The Good Life on it and a bunch of other things. And so. Yeah, recordings, you know. It's such a trip what technology has done from 78 RPMs. I remember that, and now I can everything on my phone, you know, whether it's Apple Music or whether it's stuff of the A Girl. That's Alexa. You know, she didn't, the wake word didn't come on. But anyway, it's just through streaming and everything, it's just amazing.
When you were younger, Deedles, did you get caught up in the British invasion?
I certainly did.
And you were screaming and all that.
Oh, no. I wasn't doing that. One of their live concerts. I remember watching them on the Ed Sullivan Show at the State School for the Blind, where I went in Vancouver, Washington, when I was 4 and a half till like age 11 and a half, and then went to public school and then graduated from the state school, spent my senior year there, and the rest of the time went to public. But yeah, I love the Beatles. In fact, I've got a lot of their stuff, and I watched the Get Back documentary from Disney Plus. I thought that was fascinating.
Excellent. Just excellent.
Yeah, about the process that they went through and to get an album done and everything. And I love the Beatles. They're fabulous.
Well, to be privy to the creative process of how does one create music, and this was a collaborative effort, and it captured that.
Yeah, I just thought it was amazing, you know, because a lot of us go through that process of doing one take and then fixing something else and the whole, you know, the whole thing.
Mm-hmm,
I mean, with Pro Tools on an album, well, a couple of albums, with the Friends for Sure album, I did a tune called Living for You. It was the first track on it. And Stan Getz had been deceased. He died in like 1990 or 91 or something like that. He actually, Phil Ramone is one of the best producers on the planet, right? And he was able to incorporate that, Stan Getz's solo, in the tune Living for You. And it's just amazing. I was going to go somewhere else with that, and I lost my train of thought.
It'll come back.
A Jazzheimer moment, okay? In fact, today I got Prevagen again. I thought, well, I think I'm going to go ahead and get this. They say it's good. Tried it for a while, and then the price went up. And when the price went up, I don't want to do that. And then I don't know if it's going to be a placebo or what, but it's supposed to work. And
Prevagen is for the memory?
Uh-huh.
Well, tell me.
I haven't heard of it.
Yeah, this is something that I always wanted. How do you remember all of the lyrics? You think back on your songbook, Deedles.
Uh-huh.
How do you remember, all the different songs and the wording and the styling?
Well, because I don't have sight, I think that my memory has served me very well.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Now, Mary Lou Brenner can't say, you know, she has sight, but she has a photographic memory. But anyway, that's how my memory has worked for me through the years. And I wish I could get back to, you know, like I was telling you about Stan Getz being, but there was another instance where, never mind.
Okay. Here, I'll shift gears. It says, I read someplace and rumor has it that you are a voracious reader.
I love to read. Unfortunately, with all of the Audible books from Amazon that I've downloaded, I haven't finished any one of them. I've got so much to do.
What do you have, a genre or an author that you go to, or are you just all over the place?
I'm pretty much all over the place. Let me see. I remember as a kid, my long-term memory is really kind of like rearing its head, reading all the Little House on the, like, Little House books.
And, you bet.
All of that, and in fact, I just downloaded a few months ago a book called My Friend Flicka by Mary O'Hara, and you know, just books like that, and let's see, oh yeah, in fact, there's a book today that just came out by Mark Pomerantz. Ever heard of Mark Pomerantz?
No. Please tell.
Well, I don't want to get political, but it's called... I'd better not.
Okay.
you know, it's very, very sad. It's so sad when we can't, you know, because we're going to offend certain people. I think it's a travesty that it's come down to. That's what I will say about the whole thing.
Okay.
Where I don't feel that I can mention a person's name because, let's just say, our country's divided, all right? That's exactly what happened, and I feel very sad about it, and I hope it changes someday. That's all.
You're not alone, Deedles. I told several friends that we're going to be talking with you on the phone and then later doing a podcast, and a friend of mine, I said, do you have any questions you'd like me to ask Deedles? And a friend said, she said, what would you recommend for young musicians today to get into the business? Do you have any wisdom accrued over the years?
If you're going to travel, pack your patience.
Especially these days.
Yeah.
With flight cancellations.
No kidding. Seems the price keeps going up and up and up and up on airplane tickets, and I, you know, not to be a snob, but I won't go coach. It's too For one thing, the restroom is so accessible, so much more accessible for a person up front than it is in the back, and so on, you know. But anyway, let's see, I'm just trying to think of the books. John Meacham wrote a good, really good book I need to finish. And Then There Was Light, and it talks about Abraham Lincoln.
Ah, okay, okay.
Yeah, that's a really good book. But anyway, anyway.
Okay, okay. We're sort of winding down in terms of, is there anything you'd like to ask us? Because, you know, we're all just looking forward to your concert at the Panetta Theater brought by POAC. Anything you'd like to ask us, you know, about the radio station, about different organization, 501c3s here in town, the Panetta Theater, Sandpoint, North Idaho. We're reversing it.
We're experts. We can tell you anything.
We can
about
tell
this
you
town.
Anything you want to know.
Does the population like cats? Are there a lot of cats, cat lovers in the Idaho area?
I would say so.
Yes, I would say outside of town, it's probably more dog, but inside, the Sandpoint's only about 8,000 people, and we have moose wandering around town.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, that's an attention getter. In fact, they had in the local newspaper the other day a photograph of two cats on the top of a sofa looking out the window at the moose out in the yard.
Oh, my.
Yeah, yeah. So cats are welcome.
Yes. The animal shelter here just outside of town does will let a child come and pet the cats, which we have taken advantage of a couple of times. They're the dogs too, but the cats are much more friendly for a small child.
I mean, a person goes in there and it's sort of like Velcro. You know, boom, you have four or five cats on you, and so we all get our cats fixed. Yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
Well, that's where I got Puss Puss. Was at a it was called Animal Samaritans. She and her seven kittens are taken to animal control, and they were going to be euthanized and were scooped up by the people at Animal Samaritans, and then that's where I got Puss Puss.
Mm-hmm. So. Well, the animal shelter here has a non-euthanasia policy with its animals, and it's wonderful.
Yeah.
Good. Well, you know, I that's one of the things that I appreciate about the program, The Price is Right, is they... Be sure to have your pet spayed or neutered.
Yes,
you know.
Yes, exactly.
And everything. And Drew Carey has carried on the...
Bob Barker.
The tradition. And as a matter of fact, one of my hobbies is to watch all of the seasons of Alex Trebek.
Jeopardy.
Yeah, Jeopardy.
Mm-hmm.
The funniest thing, I asked the A girl, that's Alexa, okay? I asked, does Alex Trebek like cats? And she goes, yes. And I said, what are Alex Trebek's cats' names? And she goes, Winger Dinger and Sleaze Bucket.
I'm sure there's stories behind each one of those names. Oh, goodness.
You know, the only thing I just wanted to mention was that this just talking to you, Deedles, crosses off sort of a... This checks a box for me. This is, I think, the first time that Jim and I have interviewed somebody who was also a guest on the original Tonight Show. Well, the real Tonight Show, the Johnny Carson Tonight Show, where you appeared like 11 times. So we're really, I think we're really peers with Carson at this point.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, Johnny was a real cool cat, and he would come to my dressing room every time, and we'd talk, and my brother is retired from being a pilot for the FAA. You know, Johnny Carson was a pilot.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. That's your twin brother, isn't it?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness, goodness. And Carson was a Nebraska boy.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Where Jim was, I think you were an undergrad in Nebraska, right?
No, I got my doctorate there.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Sorry.
Years ago.
We are about ready to wind down. Your brother was a pilot, and you are fascinated with air disasters, so we learned something.
I'm his co-pilot. I call him pilot.
Yeah.
He's a co-pilot.
Yeah.
He texts back and forth, and when my sister and her significant other, I guess I can put it that way, we're flying back from, they were in, the Caribbean and all that. They were flying back from Tampa, and he has a thing called FlightAware, and so he would let me know, when they'd landed and all of that kind of stuff, which is really cool. He's really, I love my brother a lot. And my sister, I love her too. And both parents are deceased. But life is good. I have a lot of gratitude. Well,
we're thrilled that you're going to be sharing a part of your life up here in Sandpoint on the 17th at the Panada Theater. Diane Deedles, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to spend time with...
Oh, you're welcome. I hope everything's cool. I hope I answered appropriately with all that
you
stuff.
You have been beyond wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, go ahead and edit that shit that I was telling you about. Yeah.
Well, now we're going to have to
now
edit it.
Now you said one of those words that we're going to have to edit.
Yeah.
I don't.
I love it. There's nothing that we want to edit, dear, except that four-letter word that maybe we'll just let it go anyway.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Fuck them if they can't take a joke.
That's right.
Oh, there's another four-letter word.
There you go. Do you? I know we're about done. Do you feel like you already know what you're going to be playing on the night of, or do you?
I have a pretty good idea.
Yeah.
But I'm you'll just have to wait and find out.
Okay. We'll keep that a surprise.
Will do. Thank you so much, and we'll see. We'll be. Tuning in and being with you when you come up to Sandpoint on the 17th.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it a lot. It's going to be a lot of fun, and thank you so much for taking the time to give me a call. And as my late brother-in-law used to say, everything is everything. So,
amen on that, sister. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Have a wonderful rest of your day, and we'll see you on the 17th, Diane.
Okay. Beatles. Thanks.
Okay.
To you both. Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.